Leaders.
Kamala Harris's dance partner. Waltzing. Is Tim Walz a good pick for vice president?
Geography teacher, lunchroom monitor, high school football coach, National Guard reservist, congressman, state governor. In a world of careful CV builders, the path Tim Walz has taken to the undercard of the presidential election is refreshingly random. Mr. Walz first ran for office in his 40s. He won a rural district in Minnesota that most politicos thought was a lost cause. He likes hunting, maps, and making jokes about the small-town world he grew up in. He is the first non-lawyer to be on the Democratic ticket since 1980. All this makes him a good pick for Kamala Harris, who had a talented field to choose from. The shortlist, which included an astronaut-turned-senator and two impressive state governors, makes you wish the Democrats had found time for a proper primary. Yet there is a question mark against Mr. Walz, which the Trump campaign is already trying to exploit. From that shortlist, he was the favoured candidate of the party's online left and of the unions. If Ms. Harris picked him for this reason, it would suggest that she herself is either a creature of that wing of the party, is inclined to pander to it, or values party unity above all else. That would be a worrying sign for her campaign. To win Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, she needs to appeal to voters who think that Democrats are a bit too lefty but do not like Donald Trump either. That was core to Mr. Biden's appeal in 2020. Despite Mr. Trump's undoubted weirdness, Americans on average still say that Democrats are more out of touch than Republicans. But perhaps Ms. Harris picked Mr. Walz because his CV and his politics mean that he can help counter this perception. In Congress, his voting record was moderate. He sat on the Veterans Affairs and Agriculture Committees, neither known as incubators of Red Revolution. As governor of Minnesota, he has behaved like other Midwestern Democrats such as J.B. Pritzker in Illinois or Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan. Governors cannot afford to be as partisan as legislators because they are responsible for ensuring that things actually work. Within the microcosm of Minnesota politics, Mr. Walz is seen as being anchored in the center and having opposed the worst excesses of the party's leftward surge in 2020. For example, he backed responsible progressive causes like child tax credits and resisted foolish ones like defunding the police. Mr. Walz's folksiness will not be enough on its own to persuade moderate voters that Ms. Harris is on their side too. In the Democratic primary in 2020, she favoured a ban on fracking, endorsed Medicare for all, and suggested that crossing the border without a visa should be decriminalised. She has since ditched those positions, but too quietly for lots of voters to have noticed. To win over moderates, she should make it clear that she is opposed to illegal migration and that she is not the pet of the teachers' unions or indeed of any other special interest group. The choice of Ms. Harris at the top of the ticket has changed the race. In our polling average, the Democrats' candidate is now ahead in the national vote for the first time since October 2023. Yet this election is still very close. That slender national lead, if it is real, would probably translate into something that approaches a 50% chance of winning in the Electoral College. When Mr. Trump is just a coin toss away from another 4 years, a safety-first strategy is not wise. By picking Mr. Walz, Ms. Harris has placated her party's left, whether or not that was her intention. That has brought her some room to move to the centre. She should use it.